This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen along with Laura Banks, who has acquitted herself well in lots of different fields. She's an actress. She's an author. She's done a lot of good radio work in her time. She's a great astrologer. And I like having her with me when we talk to folks like Dr. Greg Hammer, who's here with us from Stanford University. He's a professor there. He's a physician, best-selling author, and an expert on mindfulness. That's why he is here. So I opened up the conversation just before we started to have our conversation on the air, asking him how he was, and he said, never better.
Better.
So I knew we were going to be, right? Isn't that the way to start?
In this day and age, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, everybody complains. Wow.
We're dying.
People ask me, and they're always surprised when I ask first, how are you doing? And they say, fine. And how many people never ask you how you're doing
how
in return? How are you?
How
most
are you
people.
Doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Don't care. Whatever.
That's it. Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person that you hope to minister to, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. So gratitude, gratefulness is the foundation of his philosophy. He would be the first to tell you. And as long as he's here, Laura, let's have him tell us.
Let's have him.
Dr. Hammer, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, you don't know that yet. We haven't had our conversation.
You can tell. We're great.
I'm hoping that you're going to think it's wonderful after you spend a little bit of time with us. That's for sure. That's the idea.
He's positive. He's already figured it out before he's even started. That's why it's going to be great. He's predicting the future.
Why do people, Dr. Hammer, not seem to go out of their way to find happiness? I know that I have a farm, and when I'm on my tractor outside, I give thanks. When I wake up in the morning, I give thanks. It's not a prayer necessarily, although it can be. But when did you discover the benefits of being grateful?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think I discovered that maybe in the last 10 years. I think that I've always been a seeker, looking for the truth, never satisfied until I could discover what this is all about, what is our purpose, like many people. Mm-hmm. And about 10 years ago, I started to realize that I was looking in the wrong place, that actually there's nothing to look for. It's already there, and it's inside of us, and happiness is our true nature. And then I started wondering why we don't have more of it, as you posited. And that I began to drill down, and I realized what the pillars of happiness and resilience are, and those are beginning with gratitude, and the other three are acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. So that forms the acronym JANE, which is the basis of my outlook, my meditation, and what I teach.
All right, acceptance, intention. What was the third one? I'm taking notes here.
Yeah.
Gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. They're all interrelated.
All right, so let's stop with non-judgment, or start with it, if we can understand how much a part of the human condition that seems to be. We are so confronted with, surrounded by people who are judgmental. I grew up around that sort of thing, and probably most of us did in some way, shape, or form have it influence us in a way that didn't have great consequences.
Definitely.
So how do we get away from that, Dr. Hammer?
It's not a matter of being judgmental or not. I think that we're all, by nature, judgmental. We're programmed to analyze our environment and make judgments in order to determine what is safe and what is not safe. I think that might be kind of baked into our DNA.
All right, so you've said something that you see the negative side of it. I took the negative side of it, which isn't good, because there is, as you've just suggested, the, I suppose, flight or fight, you know, that kind of stuff. If you're going to survive, you have to judge, okay, this circumstance is dangerous for me. I got to get out of it, right? And that's a type of judgment, isn't it?
It is. And I think that we have several characteristics that have become part of our human nature, and they include judgment of our surroundings. They also, unfortunately, include a negativity bias. And I have my own ideas about why we feel that way, but we tend to remember the negative and forget the positive. And so the third element, besides judgment and the negativity bias, is that we tend to dwell in the past and the future and have a great deal of difficulty being present. And being present is where happiness dwells. And so these are three of the issues I think we need to really sit with and figure out how we can do better and therefore find more happiness. And
all right, let me give you a
judgment.
Let's do a practical sort of walk down this lane. Mm-hmm. Tolle's book, The Power of Now, is another play on what you've just said. I remember hearing the expression, the rearview mirror is small and the windshield is big for a reason. Yes,
good.
That's true. We now are in a situation in our country that is filled with people wanting to get the other guy. The Trumpers, they don't like the Biden people. The Biden people don't like the Trumpers. And it's, we're going to go get you.
Yeah.
We just had 4 years of this. We're going to get you because of those 4 years. And a four-year guy say, we're going to come back in 4 years and get you. So
it doesn't matter if we all go down in flames, but we're going to hate each other.
Right. So I think that's as good a practical way of applying some of your philosophy here to the now. Why is it that people, part of the human condition seems to be, Dr. Hammer, that we want to get you, or at least some of us want to. We're not going to give in. Well, look at all the horrible stuff you did in the last 4 years. So I'm not going to forgive you. I'm going to give it right back to you for the next 4 years.
Well, I think there's a number of ways one could approach that question. Let's go back to your issue of judgment and non-judgment. I think, again, we're programmed to judge our environment, and that has morphed into, in combination with our negativity bias, of negative judgments. We tend to make negative judgments of others, and we do that to kind of bolster our own egos. So we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, and I think it's kind of a little bit of a schizophrenic way we do that. We partly want to protect our egos by judging others less favorably. Oh, I'm smarter than they are. I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm better looking.
Sure.
On the other hand, I think within ourselves, because of our negativity bias, we actually feel inferior much of the time. So,
well, you make up for the inferiority by having that attitude. Hold on for a second. I want you to hold that thought. We continue in a moment with Dr. Greg Hammer, who is the author of Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, which came out earlier this year. Dr. Hammer with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Here's a way to make you feel good. The cookies from Ebon's Bakehouse, all right?
Oh, give me some.
There we go. These are gluten-free because the people who were responsible for developing the formula had celiac problems, and gluten causes damage to a lot of things in your body. It's upsetting if you eat it. It doesn't settle well with your system. I have had that problem 15 or 20 years. So whenever I see something that says it's gluten-free, I jump at the chance to taste it, to eat it, and most of the time I am disappointed, whether it's cookies or breads or whatever. You just can't find anything that doesn't have wheat in it or that's gluten-free. Until now, something that's good. I mean, you can find this stuff all over the place. Hooties and, you know, I mean, I can name you half a dozen outfits that I've tried. Never have I tasted cookies like the ones that come from Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to the website, Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com and look over all of the things that they teach you about gluten, what it can cause, what it can contribute to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and why you need to have something really pleasant in your life. This is a gift from these people. Wait till you taste the cookies, the breads, the pastries. You'll know what I'm saying is true. It is a gift. And by the way, speaking of gifts, this time of year, looking for something unique to give to the person on your list that loves good cookies. Give them a gift card from Ebon's Bakehouse. Use the DJV code, please, when you check out for a big discount on your purchase. Everything is guaranteed or your money back. You'll like it or you'll get your money back. You're going to like it because it's fabulous. Listen, take it from me. I'm a cookie lover. I know what I'm the cookie monster, if you will. My grandson and I fight about cookies all the time, and he usually wins. So get enough for everybody. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for that discount.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association. And while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Here we are back with Dr. Greg Hammer here on Your Hidden Power. Laura and I are happy to have the doctor because he's really very, very happy. And when you're around somebody who's happy, it rubs off. Were you always happy, Dr. Hammer?
No, I think that I've had a lot of tension in my life, sort of this seeking mentality. There's always a bit of an edge. Yeah, I think that has changed in the last 10 years or so. I've sort of had an epiphany, which I've mentioned, and now I practice GAIN on a daily basis. I was happy when you called. I had just finished my morning GAIN meditation. And so, of course, no one is happy all of the time, but I think I'm much more centered and calm and happy now than I was 20 years ago.
Doc, it's Laura Banks here. So you said something so important. You say you meditate. So the mind has a certain pathology. Like we have the same thoughts over and over again, and I think you're a doctor. You could explain this better, but the pathways occur in our brain that have the same thought literally in the world of physical occur over and over, and we have to change those patterns in our brains of thinking. Is that correct? And what are the approaches, other than meditation, that's the obvious one, can you help us stop the negative voice in our minds?
Yes, absolutely. You're so right, Laura. We do have these neural pathways, and the good news is our brains remain plastic even when we're in our middle age or even older. We don't stop growing in terms of our mind when we're 20 or 30. So it just takes practice, and that's the I in GAIN. It's intention. And we need to practice, for example, the GAIN method, or there's a program at Duke called Three Good Things. Just thinking of three good things about your day before you go to sleep helps you sleep better and be happier. And that's an example of our mind's plasticity. Small steps, repeated daily, and we can change the way we think.
change your life, change your thinking, or the other way around. That's what we're advocating all the time here on Your Hidden Power. What a great performance. What a great presentation as we continue with Dr. Greg Hammer here, Laura Banks, and Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Greg Hammer is here. He's as far as his clinical focus, he's the pediatric cardiological anesthesiologist. Ooh, I like saying that. I mean, I probably couldn't say that again.
No.
Pediatric cardiological anesthesiologist.
Oh, there, you said it again.
Yeah, I did say it again. He's also in the pediatric critical care division at Stanford University Medical Hospital. You've done how much research on things other than what makes you happy? It sounds to me like you're a guy that is, your mind is always going, and I kind of identify with that. Laura will tell you that my mind doesn't stop.
Stop.
No stopping us now.
No.
That old song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Remember that, an old R&B song?
Yeah, and nobody can stop. Their brains are out of control.
Right. So then, how do you meditate? That's the question. If you're doing the gratitude meditation, how do you do that and not lose sight of what else is going on, Dr. Hammer?
Oh, it's actually very simple. And again, as Laura suggested, we can change the way we think. And so this is practice becomes really essential over time. It becomes easier and easier. But basically, I sit and in a quiet, comfortable place in the morning, and possibly at other times during the day, and I get in touch with my breath. I think that's central to most forms of meditation, and it's always there, always accessible. And then I simply contemplate that for which I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this day to start out with. I'm grateful for my health, my relative wealth. I'm grateful for my loved ones. I sort of go down the list in sync with my breath, and then I transition to acceptance, because I think it's important to acknowledge the pain and suffering in the world and within ourselves. And if we actually picture opening our chest and opening our heart and bringing that which is painful and causes suffering closer and closer until we merge with it, it actually becomes digestible and not so bad after all. And then I transition to my intention, and my intention to be present, to savor what I have rather than focus on what I don't have. I often think of three good things and come back to the present moment and my intention to be present all the time. And then I transition to non-judgment, and I picture seeing the world exactly as it is without calling it good or bad. And then I can see myself that way, too, which I think is the most difficult for us. We can look at ourselves just as we are, with acceptance and non-judgment. And then I sit with that, and then I get back to my breath and slowly open my eyes and recognize as I look out my window by my meditation cushion, and I see this beautiful orange tree, which is becoming full of oranges, and I think that as I open my eyes, everything I see is me. There's no separation.
Wow, what a catch. What a catch. Are you single? Because you're a catch. I mean, are you kidding? A doctor who has that kind of consciousness? Are you in a relationship? Do relationships interfere with your peace of mind, or are you single?
No.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm quite single, but I have so much for which to be grateful. Actually, it starts out with serving my patients and their families. It's just I get to do that almost every day. It's wonderful.
Yeah. You're like me on the radio. It's the same thing. You know, I feel like this is a gift, a blessing that I'm able to be on with as many people as I am every week to share stories from any direction, whether it's the medical world, whether it's my agricultural connection, whether it's this fabulous connection here to the mind. Dr. Hammer, you are a blessing, and it's great
to
have
you here. It really is. The whole thing about intention, to have an intention on having a beautiful day and to appreciating everything around you changes your life. I mean, Oprah Winfrey was all about that on air, right?
Gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. Check it all out. This book, Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, available, I'm sure, on Amazon, right, Dr. Hammer?
That's right.
Thank you. His website is Greg Hammer with two M's, GregHammerMD.com. Thanks once again, Dr. Hammer, and a Happy New Year to you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News that he voted for the bill to get much-needed aid to those small businesses, many of whom are barely surviving.
In the end, the COVID relief is critically important to save these small businesses. You know, and I know businesses all across our country. In South Louisiana, I talk to restaurants and other businesses every day who are about to literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, and they need this lifeline. This gives a second round of paycheck protection program loans. It helps those gig workers. You know, in New Orleans, we've got a great thriving music industry. None of them can go out and perform.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. Jenna Ellis says, aside from the Supreme Court petition, there's another route to challenge the election's results. President Trump's senior legal advisor tells Newsmax TV that the state legislatures have the opportunity to help ensure election integrity.
Well, we still have a number of days to go until then, and Mayor Giuliani and I are still definitely advocating for election integrity every step of the way, and there's still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated obligation instead of play partisan politics. They need to step in and refuse to certify the false results. They have the unilateral, exclusive plenary authority from the Constitution. They don't need the Supreme Court to tell them that. The U.S. Constitution says it very plainly. They can take back their delegates and they can send the correct slate up to Congress. If that doesn't happen and they fail us as much as the Supreme Court has failed the American people, then at that point, Congress may need to step in. And I know that a number of congressmen and women are considering that. And I hope that they will do the right thing on behalf of the American people.
Despite not playing a physical game this year, the NFL has released its Pro Bowl rosters, recognizing their season's top performers. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes topped the fan vote, leading the Chiefs to the top playoff seed in the AFC. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers earned his 9th Pro Bowl selection for the NFC. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Joining me now on the end of the year broadcast, Uri Geller is here, and he lives in Israel. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in Israel this year, a lot of stuff happening with him. That museum is going to be magnificent. I'm looking forward to that next year. But if we stay in the now, not next year, not last year, but right now, Uri, what should we, as somebody who's a motivator, you're always talking about gratitude and intention and things like that. So how are you living your life now as opposed to living in the past or in the future? And what do you think you can say to people that will help them get focused or stay focused on where they are right now?
Well, Doug, look, what I suggest that everyone does, and I do it myself, is I try to be positive and think positive. I try to be optimistic. I am optimistic. I try to stay hopeful. I am hopeful, and I have faith. Like you said, it's very difficult to navigate through these horrible times with COVID-19 and the elections and the division of people in the United States and all these accusations of voting, of vote riggings and so forth, economy down because of the virus. You've got to have faith. You have to be hopeful, because sometimes by being hopeful, positive, and optimistic, you actually create that situation tangibly for you. It's very much like the law of attraction. When you think about something good, you send that message out to the universe. The universe has a law, and it's called the law of attraction. So it listens to you, and the universe sends back to you your wish. Of course, if you think negative, and you're pessimistic, and you're just a negative thinker, you're basically sending that message to the universe. Mm-hmm. And because the universe doesn't know between good or bad, it just sends you back the message, it'll send you back negative vibes. So you want to be a positive thinker throughout all these turmoil times and negative times that every day we wake up with some horrid news. More people died, more people were infected, hospitals are full, the vaccinations are now stopped because it's not working. So hey, just be positive, project that positive energy to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family, to your kids. And I do believe that you can turn that negativity into positivity.
Right. And that's the thing. It is all in the mind, though, the spirit-mind-body connection. It's so easy to go down that other street, though, or you listen to people like you who say, this is the way to do it, power of intention, et cetera, et cetera. But people find that there aren't enough like you around who are interested in that sort of development. There are more people who are on the negative side, who are telling stories and getting people angry and doing things that don't accomplish a thing. You know, when you really get down to it, what possible good does it do you to worry about something over which you have absolutely no control, no influence, and no involvement?
Well, once you learn or you try to connect to your subconscious, you know, your subconscious is always listening and absorbing. It's soaking up experience like a sponge dog. Talk to your subconscious. Talk to that submerged 90% of your mind, because most of it is like an iceberg. It's there, but you don't see it. Yeah. Talk to it. Tell it again and again. I'm strong. I'm relaxed. I'm happy.
When's a good time to do that? Do you do that when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning? Because I think people want to know, okay, I got the message. When is the best time to say it and or to think it?
I think the best time is when you're relaxed, when you have an ideal place that is quiet and no noise, and it takes seconds to do.
Yeah.
This is not telling you go out and jog for an hour. This is something that you do privately, inside your mind, with your mind. Talk to your subconscious, and things are going to turn out to be good for you. You mark my words, and let me know if good things happen to you tonight or tomorrow. And that's how it works.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. That's where you find about Uri's new museum, Uri Geller Museum, in Tel Aviv. Thank you, Uri. Time now for us to think about the right way to approach the new year. Healthy, healthy, healthy. We have had a disastrous year in terms of health statistics here in our country. It's time for us to get a grip. People who haven't taken my advice and the advice of many other people to take control of your life, to be careful about what you eat. If you want to avoid the problems that happen as a result of being overweight, then you should be on the Calitrin program. It hasn't got any gluten in it, so it's healthy that way. It doesn't have any stimulants in it, healthy that way. It doesn't have any drugs in it, healthy that way. And it helps you lose the weight and keep it off. Very healthy in that way. So go to toploss.com. If you haven't done it already, check out the formula, all natural. This is the way that weight should be lost. And you can get a hold of them and order it and get it very quickly, very fast shipping. There's a lot of support. There's a team of people that will help you anytime, day or night. You're kind of stuck and you don't really know how to use the product, or you want to have encouragement to help me. Somebody's encouraging. Let's go. Take this product. 45-day guarantee. You'll start losing weight in 45 days. You're not going to lose it overnight. It takes time to adjust your body, not only to lose the weight, but to keep it off. That's the important thing to remember about Calitra. Another important thing to remember is at this time of year, you can buy one and get one free. The BOGO sale, get three and you get three more free. Get 10, you get 10 more free. Get everybody in your family on the program and stay with it. You lose the weight, you keep it off. I just think Calitrin has so many other great ingredients that you should take it every night, no matter what your status. But it does help you with that healthy weight loss. That's how you begin, and you go from there. Enjoy the benefits of Calitrin. Find out all about it at toploss.com. And when you check out after you've ordered, use the discount code DJV. You want to pay any shipping, and you get the benefit of the buy one, get one free. That's toploss.com, and discount code is DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list, with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Don't forget our podcast of Your Hidden Power, available every week of the year, 52 weeks a year. Go to the podcast and the broadcast are at the same place. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. That's yourhiddenpowershow.com. Or you can go to Apple or wherever you get your podcast. It'll be there. And you can get the benefits of listening to folks on this program like Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout. You can reach her at Mary O'Malley at outlook.com, psychicscout.com. The time of year we're at this moment, there's a magic about Christmas and New Year's and changes, because we feel, and good astrologers are telling us we have a lot to look forward to in the next year, 2 years, all the way to 2028. It looks pretty good. It certainly looks like it's improving. So how do you translate that to the individuals who come to you to take advantage of your coaching at psychicscout.com? How do you have people look ahead, feel, and being honest about it? I mean, sometimes you see stuff with people that isn't too good. You got to tell them that, right?
Yeah, well, it comes off as more of a warning per se. You know, watch out for this, watch out for that. This path you're walking down, looks like it leads to this. This might be a better path It's just really important right now, I think, for people to really go deeply inwards. Mm-hmm. What did they learn this year about themselves? What successes did they have? What barriers did they run into? It's a beautiful, perfect time for releasing those barriers and kind of reevaluating ourselves. I love this time of year. I love this time of year because, you know, the darkness, it kind of makes you spend a little more time going inside more deeply. It makes it a little easier, I think. And that's what I encourage people to do, to get to know themselves a little better and really take a look at what they learned this year, because there's lessons involved in everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there were probably a lot of successes, too, that people aren't really aware of until they're pointed out to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the idea that people get, everybody wants to have some inspiration. That's why I do this radio program, because I want to provide people with another way of looking at it. I don't want to say, this is, I think, a dangerous, people say, I'm sick and tired of this, that, or the other thing. I am tired of listening to people bicker, and I think most people are worn out on it. But maybe they don't have, they get so stuck in a routine. They get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they go to the bathroom, they maybe take a shower, they go downstairs, they make something to eat, they turn on the news, and they get whatever trash and garbage comes out of those speakers. I refuse to look at the news. I don't look at the news. My business is to know what's going on, but I don't have to look at the news to know what's going on. You won't find out anything, and I say this without hesitation, you will not find out anything that will help you other than maybe a weather forecast, and even those are sensationalized. We'll tell you at 11 how the snow is going to impact you. I want to know now. I don't wait till 11. They're doing that for their benefit, not for yours. They want you to listen or watch their newscast so that they can get ratings, charge more for advertising. Fine. But at that point, whether you realize it or not, you've allowed yourself to become a victim of their own process. And that's what, yeah, I would think your gift to people this time.
I think it's important for people to trust their guts and to remember that probably the only thing they have control over is what's right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually themselves, you know.
But you see, they don't want to see themselves. They don't want to see them. They want to see something else somebody whose life is either different than theirs, better than theirs. Don't you find that all? After all, what's celebrity about? Celebrity's about looking at somebody. Wow, look at how beautiful she is. Look at what a great husband she has. Look at what a great life those children. And then, go to Kelly Clarkson. This is a great example. Everybody there, wow, she's fabulous. Look at all that. And her husband is, you know, a jerk. And so how many people are there? Do we see that in somebody else? And they go, okay, well, my life is there too. So I guess the point is, look at your life, right? Look at your life.
Right. Look at your life and what you're in control of and what you're not in control of, what needs to be let go of and what needs to be transformed inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because our external life tends to reflect what's going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
And so if life, you know, externally looks like it sucks,
right,
then probably something inside of you, you know, a perception, a need or a want that isn't being fulfilled. And, you know, that's probably something that you can't take control of and change.
Mary has a gift for you. Go to maryomaley.com or you can go to psychicscout.com and get the gift that she has. You got bonuses for people, special codes for those listening to this program. But she offers quite a service, very helpful. Put your mind at ease. Start the new year off with a good reading and what to look forward to. Go to psychicscout.com or maryomaley.com. All right, Mary, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Oh, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now, as we focus on the world of the stars, and the star of the day is Laura Banks.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Happy Hanukkah
to you, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Happy everything. Yeah, everybody needs to be happy. And listening to Dr. Greg Hammer, who was on our Your Hidden Power program, that's the way.
And he's
to
single.
Be happy. No,
so,
yeah, right.
There's hope for all women out there.
He's not my cup of tea, but I'm sure maybe...
Well, no, you like girls. So.
Yours, yeah, I do like girls, matter of fact.
Okay.
All right, so having said that, what's in the... Okay, let's look at the cards. Every single time I open up a horoscope, the last two or three weeks, it's been romance, 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 love, love, love. I don't... That's what that's what they're telling me. I don't know what's in the stars. You told me that, too, a while ago. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't have it, but maybe
there's
something.
What are you looking at, Cosmopolitan? I mean, no. I'm not seeing these romantic reports anywhere.
Really? Oh, I've seen all the daily, silly little things that I get. All right, so what?
Oh, my God, we're all in survival mode, trying not to eat too many cupcakes. Scorpio, without sex, you guys are kind of a big hot mess, but then you have to bury all this other emotional stuff. It's true. So, you know, there's a lot to risk as a deep-feeling water sign. The Pisces, Scorpio, Cancerians are closed off because they feel things so dramatically. And it's just easier to go through life like Dr. Hammer's probably a water sign. You guys are just... The level of emotion and connection and attachment and expectation runs so deep that it's just as easy to wake up and have a glorious life single. Mm. It's hard for Scorpio without that physical connection.
It's very interesting because that is the way I've been feeling lately. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm missing something, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure what I'm missing. I know I'm missing my children. I know I'm missing my grandson. I don't feel like I'm missing anything in terms of the relationships on the farm. And I don't know. I think I've started to think that I'm missing something. Maybe it's the moon. Isn't there? There's new moon magic upon us at the moment.
There is. There really is. So whenever there's a solar eclipse, there's a new moon, a lunar eclipse. And it's in Sagittarius, so it kind of fits into what you're saying because Sagittarius is all about hope,
Sagittarians are fire signs.
They're fire signs, but
more subtle.
It could be
Leo is the most dramatic of all of the fire signs.
Oh yeah, I'm like four or five
signs.
Planet Leo.
Hello,
yeah.
Ding ding
hello.
Ding.
Hello, whoa, like drama queen.
But and then
you know,
Aries,
a new project,
though,
yeah,
also
Aries,
is,
yeah, and yeah, I'm Aries, so yeah, yeah. I piss people off. I mean,
yes, you
I'm
do.
Just very fiery and pushy. People call me pushy, but if I was a guy, I would just be strong. So we're all being drawn toward a new project with a new moon and or a new relationship, and there's hope. So we're coming into a time of hope with all this Aquarian energy coming forward, and the new moon in Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter, which is all about expansion. You know, we're kind of starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with these vaccines, and we're in that holiday season where we can't help but butt up against wanting to be optimistic and positive and see things that jingle and sparkle and love. It's just a year of darkness, and here we are, and just like, hey, but here's this, if you believe
Christ
is born.
So does the eclipse open up? What does the eclipse do for that energy? The moon, the sun, those are the two things we think about most. We don't necessarily, as a common denominator, think about what Uranus is doing or what Pluto is doing or what Jupiter is doing, Saturn. But yet they are having a strong influence on us. But, you know, one thing I never asked you.
Yeah.
Do we get influence from planets that are outside our solar system, or is it just here in this group of planets that we have, that we are closest to in our own sun's world?
Well, the 5,000-year-old science of astrology, which I just learned from FDR, actually, in his presidency, advised an astrologer, has gone to the point of understanding the planets we understand. And the
ones in our own solar system.
There are complexities we could uncover if we had the tools and the science, but there's so much just with what we know. With Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus as the outer planets, we pick up generational influences. That's why we all, you know, come together, or, you know, the roaring 20s, we all, you know, go through these phases as a shared age range. But, you know, back to that new moon, December 14th, we had this new moon in Sagittarius. It's going to awaken the adventurer in us all, okay? And it offers us an opportunity to focus on goals that will increase our understanding and awareness. So we want to expand in new horizons. It's giving us confidence. Saturn and Jupiter are going into Aquarius out of Capricorn, which is crunchy and nasty. And it's all looking like we're going to want to expand into love and new creativity.
Laura Banks. You can find her at StarGalNetworks.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.